The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, playing a little rock and roll for attorney Terrence Gross, who is here with us today from Gross & Schuster. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. And most of the listeners already know who I am by now. I've been on this station for quite some time and been a lawyer here in Escambia County for 45 years. And we specialize in personal injury. I have my three sons in with me presently. And we do mainly car wrecks, slip falls, and dog bites. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle, Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. A lot of times I come on here and we talk exclusively about personal injury because that's my specialty. That's what I do. But I wear many hats, and I'm not only a lawyer, but I happen to be a citizen. And it's hard for me to talk about some dry, esoteric legal issue today, given what took place last night. Like most of us, I stayed up way too late and watched the election results. So I was also a political science major in college, and I consider myself a political scientist. And just listening to the talking heads post-election, how did this happen? The results surprised me, quite frankly, just given everything. Didn't surprise Vegas. Vegas had Trump winning all along, so Vegas always knows more about everything. But anyway, so just peering back some of the layers of the onion, how did this happen? I have many liberal friends and have been chastised over recent years. And every time I would disagree with them about how I'm going to vote or my views, well, you're just ill-informed. You haven't read. And then later on it became, so you support racism, you support anti-Semitism, you support misogyny if you vote Donald Trump. Well, I don't think that over 71 million Americans voted for Trump because they were racist, anti-Semites, and so forth. So there's a lot more to it to meet the eye, but there's some really interesting statistics that came out. And as I was watching, I actually watched on CNN, folks. And as I was watching it unfold and their analysis, they were all surprised, especially in some of the big cities like Philadelphia, Detroit. And there was an interesting statistic that emerged from these big cities that are routinely blue or Democratic. And one of them was last election cycle with Biden, to no surprise, Trump garnered 8% of the black male vote. I mean, that's what you would expect, really. This cycle, he got 25% of the black male vote. What the hey? What happened? I think there's one rationale about that, and the rationale is jobs. I mean, that again, there's no secret that under the Trump 2016-20 that jobs flourished. Many workers, including black workers, enjoyed job security and good jobs. And these job statistics can sometimes befuddle you, because if someone loses a job making $80,000 a year and replaces it with the only job they can get at $40,000, then it goes down as unemployment, but it's underemployment. Or how many people give up looking? They don't show up on the unemployment rolls either once you quit looking. So there's some hidden statistics here, but that was a big issue. So Kamala was unable in some of these big cities to garner the vast majorities that they had had before, and it just ended up showing with some allegedly blue states going red. The other thing is the unions. The unions have historically always voted party lines, that being Democrat. This time around, especially Pennsylvania, these people, union workers, blue-collar people, voted their hearts, didn't vote the union line, and went Trump for jobs. So as they did the exit polls, we're finding out a lot of things. And the Democrats falsely believe that since Roe versus Wade went down, that the hot button issue for this cycle would be abortion, and it took a back seat. And the two biggest issues on most of the exit polls were the border crisis and jobs and the quality of jobs. Yes.
If you are just joining us, you're listening to Pep Talk. This morning, Terrence Gross is here with us with Gross and Schuster on News Radio 92.3. If you do have some questions or have a comment, 850-437-1620.
So that was a big surprise. Again, and jobs are near and dear to people's heart, and quality jobs. And, you know, a lot was said during the race about the border. We heard plenty of it. And you heard about the gangs. You heard about the violence. You heard about the fentanyl. But what about the jobs? And I think that the people most threatened are people, the blue-collar people, where maybe they were threatened by illegals taking their jobs, because the illegals can come in and work cheaper. Maybe they're unscrupulous contractors that pay under the table. That means no income taxes are paid, no Social Security taxes withheld. And meanwhile, if there's a roofing contractor or whatever kind of contractor, and he could work and lower his expenses by using these illegals in that fashion, it's to the detriment of other historic laborers and so forth. So I think this all came to fruition. This is what we're now seeing, and starting to explain these surprises in states like, especially Pennsylvania is the one I point to the most, because that's what Kamala really needed to win. And I think that's how she really lost that state. And even in Michigan, even Detroit, you know, when I was young, I'm 70. So obviously when I hear Detroit growing up, you automatically think of what? Automaking. I mean, it's the home of auto manufacturer, or was. And it's become a really poor city, and jobs hard to come by and so forth, as we ship many of these jobs overseas. Trump has always made it very clear that he wanted to bring the jobs home and to fight the Chinese and other competitors head on and bring manufacturing home. And I believe he will. And I think that's what America believed in. So it wasn't that they were voting for the things that maybe some of the liberals thought would happen. And I think that's why it's a big surprise to many of them. And so forth. I'm hoping that we as Americans can come together, that, you know, when Biden was elected, I wasn't really happy, but he was my president. I mean, he was elected. Barack Obama was my president. I believe in our system, our electoral system, and it works. And there's always going to be winners and losers, but again, we should join in unison and support. We also noticed that the flip of the Senate, that I don't want that moment to escape me, because it's a huge win for the Senate, the seats that they gained, and it will help Trump immensely as he tries to get things passed, because even the border wall, when he was there, some of the Democrats say, well, he didn't complete his promise. Well, he didn't get the funding. He had no cooperation with Congress in trying to get it done. And I think we do need a wall down there. I think a country with no borders is not a country. Do you have a text or a question?
I had a question for you. What was the biggest surprise for you last night?
Just just that, just Pennsylvania. I believe Michigan actually ended up going Trump. I mean, just states that Georgia, I was uncertain about. I mean, I was surprised last election that Biden won by 11,000, but Trump came back and took back Georgia. And again, it's no secret to any political analyst that the big cities, more or less, are always more liberal. If you looked as they were going over the demographics of each state, so throughout Georgia, Georgians by themselves, native Georgians, are very conservative, probably lean red. But again, when you have cities like Atlanta that are bringing in people from all over the country, transplants from California, transplants from New York, it shows up in the votes. So, I wouldn't call this a landslide victory, but it's certainly a decisive victory. And again, he won the popular vote. He did not win the popular vote in either of the past two elections. So, and that's with all these trials. He's been convicted. He's a convicted felon for all purposes. And with all this, there it is. Here we are. But I want this to be a positive thing, not a negative thing, not to gloat. My wife leans left. She's very unhappy this morning. My sister leans left. So I got cousins that lean left. So we have a lot of divided families. I get that. But I just hope that we can get in support. And why not support American manufacturing? Why not do things that just make us strong in the eyes of the world? I mean, you can't escape the fact that in 2016 to 2020, when Trump was on his first tour of duty, that we didn't have all these conflicts. And as soon as he's out of office, there comes the Ukraine. Then all of a sudden Iran gets boldened and uses its proxies to attack Israel. There's no accident that all this happened in that void. And I think they looked at Biden as not a very strong leader and took advantage of the situation. And so we'll see. There's no doubt about Donald Trump being a strong leader. Do I agree with everything he says or does? Absolutely not. But again, we had two choices to vote on, and they were very disparate. And the direction of a country was at stake. I got 12 grandchildren. I feel very comfortable with this outcome and with their future. And it's just, but I think one of the first and foremost is this border. I'm not one for expelling every illegal alien that's ever come over here. I don't even know how we do that. It's complicated, and you got children that have been born in the United States, and by constitution, they're citizens. So what to do about the parents? And I think it's just going to be case by case. If they're felons and whatever, they need to go back regardless of the circumstances. And then I think there should be a path to citizenship for some. I don't know how you decide that. It's going to be very complex, really. But I think I'm all for immigration. I'm for controlled immigration. I don't like illegal so-called immigration. And one thing that was not discussed, I have a friend of mine, and I'll tell you an anecdotal story. I got a dear friend of mine that just got back. He's been gone for 6 weeks. And what happened was the federal government called, his wife's a retired nurse, called her in, put her into duty because they have a epidemic of unvaccinated kids in the Orlando school system. So they drove her down there, paid her per diem. All she did all day was give inoculations. And there's thousands and thousands and thousands of these Hispanic kids who don't speak a flip of English in the school system that have never had any vaccines. And nobody's talking about this. So I don't want to sound like Robert Kennedy, but in our lifetime, we don't even think about polio. When my parents were alive, polio was a threat. Smallpox, measles, all these things, tuberculosis, are all making a comeback. And I think that people don't think about that. So that's one of the problems when you have an open border, anybody can come across, because many of these people are coming across, maybe they're not felons, maybe they're not into fentanyl, but they're coming across with diseases, no vaccinations that we all are required to have. And so there's this statewide program, and my friend's wife was part of that, and he got to see it. I mean, right there, eyes on. This is not just some kind of made-up story. So anyway, so I think across America, many people, 71 million people, are now breathing a sigh of relief. That's a decisive victory both on the popular vote. We still got states to be counted. I think by the time it ends, it's going to be the Electoral College, the margins are going to even grow greater. And so it tells us that people, what they want. And I think the message is very clear. So that's pretty much my summary. I hesitate to even talk about this, because here I am supposed to be talking about personal injury and prospective clients, and many of our citizens here are Democrats. I was a Democrat for over 40 years, so I wasn't born a Republican. My parents were Democrats. I was a Democrat. I'm Jewish. In the 1960s, 98% of all Jews voted Democrat. We're down to 73% now. So it's a growing trend. Still, the vast majority of Democrats do vote. I mean, Jews do vote Democrat. But I think it's a growing trend based on many of the reasons that I've espoused. And I'm a fiscal conservative. I hope we do run our government tighter. I hope they do bring in Elon Musk that runs our government more like a business and gets rid of the fat and the people up there that are getting big paychecks to do nothing, and make people work. If you got a government job, it shouldn't be a cush job. It should be something like a private sector job where you go in, you punch the clock, and you work. And if you don't do the work, you lose your job. And I think we'll get better production out of the IRS, out of Medicare, all these federal agencies that frustrate many of us. And I hope we'll see that. I'd like our deficit to be reduced. Donald Trump did not reduce the deficit last time. I hope we keep our eye on the ball there, because that's also a problem for me being a fiscal conservative. I am for limitations on China. They've gamed us. They've accelerated and built an economy off our backs using our technology. I think it's time to fight back economically, not declare a war with China, but economically, where where we're buying all their stuff, and then yet that they don't do much in reciprocation. So I think these are just a lot of different things. So it's not just one thing. Everybody probably has their individual reasons why they voted this or that or the other. But I think another big surprise, I forgot to mention this, Latino voters. Here's Trump saying we're going to send them all back. You would think there's not going to be a Latino that votes for Trump. Well, guess what? He got Latino men voted for Trump in a surprising way. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. And it's very difficult when you use stereotypes. When you say Latino, are Cubans the same as Mexicans? Are Mexicans the same as Hondurans? I think they're different. And if you look at South Florida now, which still has a big Cuban population, they're very Republican. They're very conservative thinking. Rubio is a product of that. And it's because they came over from Castro. They came over from communism. They don't want any socialism or communism. They love America. And they love the capitalistic society where you can get out, and if you work hard and do the right things, that you can succeed regardless of the color of your skin or heritage. I think even in Texas and other states, we're seeing Latino voters vote Trump. Why? Because maybe they came over the right way. Maybe they weren't an illegal immigrant. Maybe they got their green card. Maybe they got their U.S. citizenship and did it the right way, and they resent others cheating their way in. I think there's a bit of that too. I know we're running quickly out of time. I appreciate being able to use this show and get on the soapbox today. I'll get back to my usual topics of personal injury, I promise you, in the weeks to come. This is Terrence Gross. I am a board-certified lawyer. Board-certified, what does that mean real quickly? Just to give an example, there's 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. There's less than 2,000 board-certified civil trial lawyers out of 150,000. I happen to be one of them. Proud to say, if you wish to call us in Pensacola, 850-434-3333 to discuss any personal injury case. If we can't help you, we will refer you. Please look at our website at grossandschuster.com. We just updated our website. It's very informational. Many of the topics that I've talked about in past shows are on the website, such as uninsured motorists, no fault, and so forth. This is Terrence Gross. Happy day for me. I think it's good for America. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much, Terry. We've been listening to Pep Talk with Meg, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.